At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, and welcome to the Real Football Podcast. I'm your host, Miles Alberga, and welcome to episode 13 of the Real Football Podcast. I'm joined by my co-hosts, Blake, Antoine, and Julian. As always, we are recording the day after the January transfer market has shut. So happy February, everybody. Wrexham forced a replay against Sheffield United in a game of the ages as Hollywood A-lister Ryan Reynolds watched the Wrexham go toe-to-toe with a team 70 places above them in the English tier system. Man City fend off Arsenal to advance in the FA Cup. Moises Caicedo tried to force a move through to Arsenal on social media. Chelsea broke the Prem's transfer records, smashing it by signing Enzo Fernandez to a record £106.5 million. We will talk about all the interesting and relevant transfers that happen in and around the deadline day. A very exciting thing to talk about in Canadian football news. Quick mention of it. And as always, a new portion I'm implementing in our longer pods is my game show. So join us as we discuss.
One place to the back post, and it finds its way into the net. And it's Larine who scores. Having just come on as a substitute, having just arrived at the Nuevo Zorrilla, he certainly endears himself to the fans with a finish at the back stick.
We're here.
Yo.
Hey.
How's it going, everyone?
Oh, hey. Yeah.
Usually he jumps in.
My bad. Okay. Welcome to the Real Football Podcast, episode 13.
I feel like you just said everything in the intro and we could just leave.
It's been a great podcast.
Yep, thank you guys. Was that why you guys were laughing? Is because I was just going over everything in depth?
Partially.
Okay, well, for next time, I know. But thanks for enduring and listening to that. But guys, welcome back.
Thank you.
First day of February, the shortest month of the year.
Yeah.
January transfer market is shut, so teams are set. You cannot change them unless you sign a free agent, but like, you know.
It ain't FIFA career mode, baby.
Yeah, exactly. Well, apparently the top bully it is, so.
True.
Since the transfer window has closed, let's talk about some deals that happened in the last week and most of them happening as of yesterday. Yeah?
Yep.
We're going to go through them, just give them our thoughts about them, what happened, where they went, blah, blah, blah. Most of them are all Prem, which is crazy to think because the Prem is just taking over, man.
It just is the taking best over.
£800 million spent.
Yeah.
On
but then,
turn.
Like, take Chelsea out of that.
Yeah,
and
it's
then,
only
like,
back. 200
split
million.
That in half, so.
So then why don't we just get started with one that is quite shocking, honestly, and changes the outlook. Not the outlook, but it's a very big move. It's a much bigger move for these two teams. Affects these two teams than many people are taking it as. Cancelo makes a loan move with an option to buy of $70 million from Manchester City over to Bayern Munich. I think this is a very interesting move for a lot of people because, for once, it's a big player moving from the Premier League to a different league, and usually it is vice versa, where it's a big player moving from one league to the Prem, and so that's very interesting. And how quick was it that he fell out of that João Cancelo fell out of line with Pep and starting, like, very quickly?
Yeah, I feel like the real implication in this transfer is that that's the real story that everyone cares about, because Cancelo is a great player. I still think he's, if not the best fullback in the world,
so good.
At least top three.
So good.
Oh, yeah. And he can play on both sides. So for Lewis to be starting over him regularly,
that's wild.
Pep must have really done something wrong in Pep's eyes. And
that just shows that for Pep, no one is bigger than the club.
Yep.
That's fair dues, man.
Yeah.
I think this says a little bit about João Cancelo, too, because it's not the first time he's fallen out with a manager. At the World Cup, he kind of fell out a little bit with Fernando Santos. They had Guerrero starting on the left and Diogo Dalot starting on the right. So a little worried about Joao Cancelo.
But this is a transfer that scares me because, as a PSG fan, yeah. they play Bayern Munich in the Champions League on Valentine's Day.
I completely forgot about that.
And
what a love
today,
affair.
Today, he played his first game for Bayern against Mainz, and he got an assist. First goal, Joao Cancelo assist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And yeah. I think 14 minutes he already had an assist for Bayern Munich, so good for him.
Yeah, he's a hell of a player still. Let's not that get, let's not get that twisted.
Well, how should we take this? Because I've seen a bunch of City fans go, no one's bigger than the club. Get out. Like, you did well for the club, but you don't deserve to be here if you think that. But then I've also seen, like, more rationalist City fans who say, why are we letting him go? I know there's been a falling out with the manager, but he is the best fullback in the league. Still, he still is.
Probably, yeah.
And what, a 19 and teenager starting over him?
Yeah, I mean, if Rico Lewis wasn't the hell of a player that he is, they wouldn't be doing this.
But is he? I still don't understand.
Is he as good a player to start over Cancelo?
Do you know how good Cancelo is. You know, for your Portuguese blood, how good Cancelo is.
I think he's amazing. Don't get that twisted. But I think that under Pep especially, I don't want to say this and take away from the talent of Joao Cancelo, but it's almost like, even like a just above average right back and step into that role and do a better job than Joao Cancelo has been doing over the last couple of months, right?
It still is City at the end of the day.
City. Let's not get it twisted. Also, I just want to mention, I'm just remembering this from the other day. My dad, I know he's listening. I got a text from my brother the other day. Dad is considering not being a City fan anymore because the Portuguese people are leaving. And Blake, I told you about this, but my dad used to be a City or a United fan, guys.
Yeah.
Wow, that's wild.
But he jumped ship in, like, I think ironically it was 2018. What a convenience.
Wow.
He jumped ship in 2018 for City when they happened to be Centurions, and he blamed the Portuguese players for it. I guess he's keeping to his word now and that Joao Cancelo is leaving.
Dude, Manchester United probably has more Portuguese players than City do, no?
Right now, probably.
Pretty much. Yeah. But anyways, I think he's going to do really well, Bayern. And this is really scary for anyone going up against Bayern these next few months because they're going to have, what, Alphonso Davies on the left, Joao Cancelo on the right. You can put Cancelo on the left and then you can play Mazraoui on the right. Oh,
that's
scary.
What I mean.
But imagine, like, if what's his name? Say Cancelo starts over Davies or Davies starts over Cancelo and you sub one of them out. In the 60th minute, you got another 30-ish minutes of bringing, say, Davies back on, who's so, like, they're both just
that's
so
crazy.
Good. Just imagine
that.
And that's what I'm saying. One more thing about this, and we'll move on, because we've talked about it for a while already, but does City not want that depth? They're known for their depth. What's their fullback depth right now?
Yeah, their fullback depth has been lacking recently.
And they didn't do anything in the window. They really didn't.
Yeah. They don't have a left back. They have that new sign, the Argentina sign.
Yeah, that's the one thing they did.
Yep.
That's it.
Wow, that's true. They don't
and
have
even
much depth
who's and even at right back, like. So I don't know.
They kind of play inverted.
Yeah, they do play.
I know, and
so
that's
kinda,
why
they kind of play as midfielders.
And
anyway,
that's
so.
Why obviously Zinny does that for Arsenal, and Cancelo did that for them as well.
But yeah, letting go of two left backs in two windows.
It's not the recipe for winning, in my opinion. But I'm talking to Pep here, so maybe I should shut up, and we'll move on to Jorginho. Going from
now, how do the Arsenal fans
Chelsea?
I want
to
hear from
to
you guys
Arsenal.
About this.
Do you want to start? Or you want me to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
This is what people need to get in their heads, especially to all those that spend their time on Twitter who tweet for a living. Arsenal, especially Mikel Arteta, knows more than any of the fans, and so does Edu. And if Arteta wants Jorginho, he probably wants him for some reason that's going to help the team out, right? And people have to remember this and get this through their thick skull. He will not start. He's not starting over Partey or Xhaka. You can pretty much think of it as a substitute to Sambi Lokonga, who he is better than. He's also pretty darn... He's 31. He's the oldest guy on the squad. And he brings so much experience and, wisdom and stuff to this team. You still have to remember, we're an extremely young team. And especially in today's market, after Chelsea have completely ruined it, paying £12 million for a guy for a year and a half, he probably is getting paid a lot in wages, but like still the initial fee for it, not that much. You know, like obviously it wasn't our number one choice, but like you know, at this point, we've seen how well Mikel Arteta has done. I'm going to back this guy and trust whatever move he makes. It's probably for the best.
And that's fair. Yeah.
There's been a clear change in mindset of the Arsenal plan of attack when it comes to buying players and when it comes to competing. Because in past seasons, we would go into the January transfer window or the summer transfer window. We wouldn't pay that big money for the people we wanted to. In this window, we tried to do that. We tried to pay $70 million for Casado. We tried to pay $70, $60, whatever for Mudryk. But the clubs, and one got hijacked and one the club didn't want to sell. And at that point, are you going to pay $80 million for Casado when you can probably get him for $60, $70 in the summer? The only thing is you compete with more teams, but there's a mindset shift. And instead of just panic signing someone who we don't know anything about for like a lot of money, we signed a player who can play in the Premier League, who isn't what we wanted, but could fill a role that we needed, especially with Elneny out, with Sambi Lokonga went on loan, so we needed someone to fill that role. He's a good passer of the ball. He can move the play forward. Not the best defensively, but he doesn't need to be if he's playing beside Partey.
Mm.
Yeah. So well what? Said.
It's
thank you.
That's the main confusion I had. Is what kind of roles he is he backup for? Is he a replacement to Jacquemore or to Partey? Or is it just such a good sign that he can be a replacement for both?
I want to say both, but yeah. He definitely does play the Partey position.
Mm. And it's also his mentality. Like, he's won so much.
Yeah.
He's won the Champions League, the Europa League, the Euros. Like, it's that winning mentality that Arsenal have shown this season.
Facts. That is just
getting reinforced from Jorginho coming into the club.
Big facts,
and if he's not amazing, 12 million.
Fair.
12
he's
million.
Also, yeah.
And it's not like David Luiz where he was playing every day for us. It's not like Willian where he was playing on the wing for half the season. This is a player that we don't need to start every single game.
That's fair.
This is a side note, though. Willian has had a hell of a resurrection.
Yeah, dude, of course he's still playing for a London club, too. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
good penalty taker, too, Jorginho, if you ever need it.
No. No.
Yes, he is.
I know he's good. I know he's good, but like...
Oh, I take him on pens. Every time...
Yeah, why wouldn't you take him on pens?
Any day.
Every time Saka steps up for a pen, I feel so...
Yeah, nervous. Why wouldn't
you take him on pens? Than Saka, no?
I mean, in that shootout, Jorginho did miss a pen, too.
Absolute fraud the way he takes his penalties, but it's not up for debate.
Fair.
Okay, can we move on?
Yeah.
Okay, quickly touching on Felipe...
The center back?
The center back?
I didn't even know this happened.
The 84 rated center back on FIFA that says he's played 3 games for Atletico?
he's 81 rated now. I just checked.
I just thought I would put
it's
it in there.
81 non-rare now.
I just thought I'd put it in there because...
Perfect link to Renan Lodi.
Okay. Let's go back to football now.
That's funny as fuck. I just thought I'd put it in there because Nottingham Forest clearly not slowing down, especially from last summer. To now in the January transfer market, they are not slowing down. They're bringing in experienced players.
Do you guys want to know how many signings they made?
Can I guess?
You can guess. I think I know the number. I'm gonna look it up. Don't look it up, but okay. I'm pretty sure.
In January?
No, this total.
I think
this year, this season.
Promoted.
Is it?
I'm gonna go.
Is it 31?
I was gonna go 25.
You're close.
No, I think it's higher. You're than 25. I think it was
lower,
25.
Lower,
in the
higher.
27. 28.
30.
29.
Wow. I'm pretty sure it's 29 signings they've made two windows.
But can we say it's paying off, though? They're mid-table.
I mean, they're not getting relegated. They're not in the relegation
zone.
Sure,
away from home, they're not playing too good. Yeah. Defensively, okay, whatever. But, like, at home, is there a stadium called the City Ground?
Yep.
Yeah. The City Ground is a hell of a fortress.
That's true.
You don't go to the City Ground knowing you're taking a dub.
They also signed... I talked about this in the pod a couple weeks ago. They also signed Danilo.
It was a different in...
No,
but
not the old
promise.
One. The one, like, the young guy from
the
Brazil.
One that we were linked with?
Yeah.
Arsenal, the one
they
Arsenal
signed
team?
Him.
Yeah.
From so, Palmeiras. No. From.
I think it was. It was one of those Brazilian teams.
Or Endrick. I can't remember.
Definitely wasn't Endrick.
No.
Definitely wasn't Endrick.
Anyways, but what I'm saying is they're buying these youngsters to stay. So.
I guess we might as well talk about Keylor Navas now as well.
Let's do it.
We're on the topic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Buddy.
Like, these are good little signings for Forest.
How do you feel, Antoine?
Look,
cheeky Keylor Navas.
They popped
us
to the nanny SBC.
With Keylor Navas, sure he's old, but we know he's world class.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We know he's going to do bits for Nottingham Forest. When Dean Henderson's back, that's when it's going to be tough choosing between the two. But I think he's not back between the end of this.
4 to 6 weeks he's out for.
Okay, so it'll be hard for Steve Cooper. But we know Keylor Navas world class. And I'm actually happy for him because as a PSG fan, I kind of wanted him to play. I just want him to get play time. Like, he's a good keeper. He deserves play time for his career. He's had an incredible career. Won the Champions League 3 times in a row with Real Madrid.
Like, yeah. Also, Costa just, Rica GOAT. Like, carrying
Costa Rica. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Is he better than Gigi and Donnarumma?
It's just... Or no? No one knows who's better. Like, that's they're just world been class. So long. And I can't pick. It's all personal bias.
Yeah.
I think I prefer Navas because of what I remember from the Champions League last year against Real Madrid with Donnarumma.
Right.
And what I remember 2 years ago against the good teams in the Champions League when Kylian Navas had master classes.
Oh, yeah, fair.
But then how are you going to choose the 36-year-old over the 23-year-old?
That's true.
Yeah, right?
It's also age.
Yeah. It's kind of going to be...
He's still world-class. He still has that. He's still very agile. He knows how to save shots.
I feel bad for Dean Henderson because I got a bit of a soft spot for him as a United fan, but he's gone from...
Why? He, like, essentially, like, left your club very toxically. Do you not remember that?
On loan.
Also, why is he trying to start this whole thing with wearing a cap? Like, he's trying to become a legend. No, all that, the cap.
Did he not get out of here? Did he not, like, shoot shots at United for not playing him and stuff?
He did. He said, like, no, he said he didn't want Ten Hag to really watch him in training because then he'd make him stay because basically said, I'm that guy. I don't
want that in your team? Talk about bigger than the club. You want that in your team?
Ronaldo apparently is bigger than your club.
So. Yeah.
Until last season, when De Gea kind of stepped up again, there was a big debate between who was better between him and Dean Henderson.
You're right.
I'm not giving an answer to that debate, but I always felt bad for Dean Henderson because he's good enough of a goalie to be starting for a Premier League side.
That's
right?
Fair. That's
absolutely.
Fair. Yeah.
And for a long time, maybe even now, I think he was good enough to start for United. Now he's going to Nottingham Forest in the hopes that he's going to get game time to prove that he's worthy of that number one spot, right, like he did at Sheffield. And now freaking Keylor Navas, of all people, is coming to challenge him again.
That's a good signing, Keylor Navas.
He's an amazing signing.
It's a cheeky bit of business.
How do you agree? I don't know why Keylor Navas is agreeing to that, but...
I think he just wants to play.
He just wants to play.
He just wants to play, man. Yeah.
Finish his
career. Well, it's also just the Prem is much bigger. It's, like, so big now. Like,
that's crazy. That freaking Nottingham freaking Forest is taking... Wild. One of the best keepers of our ages from PSG.
Well, they have some history.
Yeah, they do. But, like, this is a team.
I know. Not right now.
I know.
Like, not right now. Yeah.
Moving on quickly, because I don't know too much about it. Pedro Porro signed, I think it was on was it on loan?
Can I say something about this?
Yeah, well, hold on. Do you know if it was on loan or not? I don't think so. He signs with Spurs.
It's just funny because it almost didn't happen again.
Yeah.
Because... I don't know what it was, but Spurs did their Spursiness and have been in for Pedro Porro for, like, literally the whole window. Like, this is something that Arsenal would have done in the past. Like, been linked with them for the whole window. Like, we were Awar every year and just nothing happened. But it was, like, pretty much here we go from Fab. And then I saw, like, something. The deal fell through. It's not going to happen. Blah, blah. And then it ended up happening, but... It's just very funny how they Spurs their way to a signing.
Look, he had a decent little transfer window, but
they did.
We don't need to talk about that.
I got written down here February 26th, Chelsea versus Spurs. Save the date. Do you guys know why?
No.
Yeah, because Conte is playing against Chelsea.
No. I mean, that is one of them. But João Félix, his girlfriend, cheated on him with Pedro Porro.
No.
What?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, and so now
that's another red card for
and now João Cancelo playing on the left against Pedro Porro playing on the right.
Wow.
Felix,
do your thing, man.
João Félix, please. Do your thing. Please kill him.
Have no mercy.
I assume also Benfica for Sporting, so we have.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I assume João's going to be back in time for that, right? His thing.
Yeah, he only has like one. Yeah. I think he has like one left.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he needs to get his revenge.
Come on, Chelsea.
Come on, Chelsea.
Anyways, moving on to Marcel Sabitzer. Marcel Sabitzer, who just signed with United kind of like quickly. It was like a good way of doing business. Like it kind of happened.
What a signing.
Oh. Are you serious right now?
What signing, man? I wish we got him over Jorginho.
Why? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Blake just got up and shook my hand.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they signed him on loan. Is there an option to buy? Does anybody know?
No, there isn't.
Okay. Anyways, Marcel Sabitzer. Yeah, fair dues United. I don't know. I mean, I don't watch Bundesliga like that, so I'm not really sure. But, I mean, I know he's highly rated, and I'm sure he can put in a shift for them. And, yeah, it's like, it makes sense because... As of, I don't know like what the timeline was with finding out Eriksen's injured for a while and getting Sabitzer, but it works out perfectly.
Yeah, so there was there's a press conference early morning yesterday with Erik ten Hag right after the news about Eriksen came out, and by then there was no rumors about anyone we'd sign. And then, unlike United, just within a few hours, we go from not linked to anyone to officially signing Marcel Sabitzer. I'm pretty happy with the signing. I think overall, it might actually be more than a replacement for Eriksen. It might be an upgrade over Eriksen. Honestly, I think because in the games against in the games against City, Arsenal, Spurs, games where we're not dominating possession, Ten Hag would employ Fred instead of Eriksen because Eriksen like doesn't really have like not the legs but the physicality, like he's not that good without the ball, you know what I mean? So with Sabitzer, that's going to help us even more because it's definitely an upgrade over Fred. It's just in those games where like, you know, you got like 70% possession, you're against a low block, Eriksen is like up there, and there's no one better we could assign at unlocking defenses like Eriksen did from that A position. Yeah. That's what I'm worried about with this, but overall, super happy with this. Ten Hag's going
to
love him.
For sure. I think the only thing could have been better is if you had an option to buy, but we know what happens with loans. If it works out, you can just buy him either way in the summer, so it really doesn't matter.
He likes
theory. Yeah, exactly. It hasn't been going too well for him at Bayern this season.
Moving on, I'm going to skip this one right there and talk about it last, just because it's the biggest. Wow, this one. Anthony, the amount of memes and shit I've seen from this is hilarious. Anthony Gordon moving from Everton to Newcastle for £45 million.
I can't believe
this guy has how many goals in his career? Like three?
He gives me Adama vibes.
Really?
Adama Traore?
Overrated?
He can...
Much more rated than he actually is.
He's skillful. He can get past a player. He's quick. His end product is not there.
I kind of agree. Yeah.
The Miguel Almiron type.
What?
No, Miguel Almiron is good.
No, he's not.
Before this season.
Okay, before.
Before this season.
Miguel Almiron has a lot of
He was outperforming his stats. Like, he's not, like, his underlying stats were so shit.
But still, he's not the stats.
He's cracked.
To be fair, you already did pitch over Miguel Almiron. I'm scoring more than him.
But this is...
What?
Anyway,
that's blasphemous.
Okay. Anyway, this is good for. I feel kind of happy for Everton.
You feel happy for Everton?
What?
This is bad for
you
Everton.
You feel happy for a team that's never been relegated from the Premier League?
Let me
ever
finish.
Okay, let him finish.
Like, sorry, I misspoke there. My bad.
Better respeak them.
No, I was happy for Everton to oversell a player to Newcastle so they can get the money, but realizing that they didn't actually use the money in the transfer window. So it's like Everton like do one thing right, and then the next thing they do is like completely wrong. It brings it right back down.
Oh, that money would have been great for Danjuma.
Hold on, did we talk about who Everton signed in the last pod?
Nobody.
Like not signed, like appointed as their manager.
No,
we did not.
But yeah, I don't think we talked about who Everton actually appointed as their manager.
Sean Dyche.
Yeah.
Sean
the boy.
Dyche.
So they may not have made a signing, but they made a signing.
They'll have, hopefully, well, not hopefully against Arsenal because they're coming up, but they'll have that new manager bounce.
We have a terrible record away to Everton, so I'm not excited.
Oh,
but,
gosh.
Or Arsenal.
Last season, Damari Gray, last minute.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Because who were Everton linked with? They were linked with Dyche and was it Ranieri?
No, it was Marcelo Bielsa.
Bielsa, not Ranieri. Bright. Sorry, the other. Yeah,
he and Bielsa.
Bielsa. So,
crazy.
I don't know. I think it's kind of sad. Like it is. It just is Brexit ball. Like it's just gonna be, which is fine.
So boring, bro.
You remember Burnley from last year? Yeah. Well, guess what? They're coming back.
Everybody was celebrating when Burnley went down because we didn't have to watch Brexit ball anymore.
But
ready for this? Sorry, ready for this? It was like okay, great, no more Brexit ball in the Premier League. And then down to the championship they go. They bring in this amazing manager, the likes of Vincent Kompany, who's absolutely killing it.
Oh, yeah.
And then now they're scoring lots of goals and having players that aren't just white. And then...
What does that have to do with anything? Whoa! They had Cornet last season, brother.
That's it, though.
That's crazy. That's wild.
What does that have to do with it?
Let me start over, because that part will get
That was so funny. That was so funny. No, yeah.
Am I wrong though? Like
you gotta keep that in. You gotta
I'm not
keep that
wrong
in.
Though. Like not
just continue from that part. Continue from that part.
There's nothing, no reason.
And now
Sean Dyche goes to Everton, and I've seen some training photos, and these guys look gassed, bro. Like, so, like, this man is probably just making, for every, like, time that they've allowed a goal, they have to do, like, 100 laps or something like that. Probably. This bro is probably making them run that, you know. But, yeah.
If they want to stay up, Sean Dyche is a great manager to
point. I think it's probably the right appointment.
I'll just say, whenever you're betting on, you're betting a match when Everton is playing, don't bet on any goals being scored. That's all. That's what I'll say.
You struggled to say that. Oh, my God. Sorry.
Oh, God.
Wow. Sorry, Miles.
We love you, Miles. We love you, Miles.
It's okay. All right,
should we move on?
Mr. McKennie.
Ooh, I like this signing.
So is Leeds just becoming the U.S. men's national team?
I think so.
Okay, but
Wolves is Portugal. Leeds is U.S. Like, it's fine.
I like it. I love it. Dude, it's also very good for Premier League growth in the U.S.
100%.
If only it was a team, but with Canada like that.
I know.
It could happen. It could happen in, like, a few years.
Because
all our stars are still young. You can bring them to the Prem.
Yeah, 100%.
It'll probably be for a team I won't like, but, you know.
Cheeky Norwich.
But, yeah, that's a good... It's on loan, but... I really like the signing. Like, linking up McKennie and Adams. I don't know what their formation is, but hopefully in the midfield.
They're good friends, too, eh?
Yeah, they're very good. Mm. They've known each other for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, that's good for them, man. And, you know, I love, what's his name? Jesse Marsh.
Mr. Marsh.
And, yeah, like, what's not to like?
Yeah, it's just one of those signings that I think can improve or is good for both parties.
Yeah.
Juve, man.
Oh, my God.
We'll talk about them later. I think in both parties being McKennie and Leeds, like, I think he's getting an opportunity to play in a good system with people who he clearly enjoys, and also Leeds get a really good player as well. So,
Yep.
Yeah.
Now I want to talk about this next one.
Yeah,
Malo Gusto.
This is, yeah.
You just got,
is,
like, a bunch of Chelsea shit.
Yeah.
So Malo Gusto from Lyon to Chelsea. He'll go back to Lyon, though, for the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And boys, please, please, please
remember the name.
Remember the name.
Oh, my God.
Because not for Chelsea, promise you.
Remember it, because it's going to be forgotten.
But is it going to be? Is it going to be a name on Chelsea, though?
What do you mean a name on
Chelsea? 7.5 year contract. I freaking hope so.
He's playing backup to Reece James.
No, but listen.
Yeah, and every...
How much is he going to play?
Dude, Chelsea can, like, field three teams right now. So, I mean, it really doesn't matter.
Like, I actually watch Liga, and I can tell you that he's good, man.
Say his name.
Malo Gusto. He's French, too.
No, Malo Gusto. Same time.
Malo Gusto.
That's some Ratatouille type.
Yeah, he's the chef right from Ratatouille.
Some ASMR, no, like, guys, whenever honestly, he turns that accent on.
Whenever the French accent comes on.
He's like a breath of fresh air for when I watch Liga. Like, I'm excited to watch Lyon when I watch Liga, because he's on the team. Like, he's good. No. He is good.
Fair enough, flop.
Sorry, I'm just distracted.
Quick note. Hakim Ziyech was meant to go to PSG, but Chelsea had their head in the clouds, focused too much on Enzo Fernandez, that they sent the documents to the Premier League or to PSG wrong three times in a row.
They're a little preoccupied.
I would be pissed if I was PSG.
How you feeling, Mr. Antoine?
Because you said that you were liking this.
Let's be honest. When I saw it first, I was actually kind of gassed, because what he brings to PSG brings depth, and he brings a better player than Sarabia off the bench, right? Sarabia is not that good.
No.
He got sold to Wolves. Ziyech is probably a better replacement for off the bench. He wasn't going to start because Neymar, Messi, Mbappe. But he brings that depth off the bench, and it would have been really nice to see him alongside Hakimi, his compatriot. I think down that right wing, they would have done bits together.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like after the 70th minute, or like if we need something, 100%. Some fresh legs, like, he was the guy. But I don't know what the hell Chelsea were
doing. I know.
And now I'm very disappointed.
Sketchy
I'm
stuff.
Very disappointed.
Now, coming out of that, what was it, 2018 or 19 Ajax team? 18?
2018.
Was it 2018?
Was it 2019.
One of those years. Whatever. Man, that team, and I was so high on Ziyech. When I saw that he got transferred to Chelsea, man, was I depressed, because that Ajax team, he was so good.
His first couple of games for Chelsea, he was on fire.
I know.
I remember seeing, like, his left foot passes. This guy has a wand of left foot.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and then he didn't really come to anything.
So. I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah.
And then there's some...
Oh, and then last but not least, the biggest one of them all, and the biggest one in history of the Prem.
What were you going to say? Yeah,
oh, sorry. Did I cut you off?
I got a list here. We got some smaller ones that we'd even...
Okay.
And then some other smaller deals here. I'm looking at a list right now. We also got Jonjo Shelvey yesterday to Nottingham Forest. A lot of like little deals like this that you just miss in the craziness of deadline day, you know?
Yeah.
What else? Bertrand Traore to Aston Villa. Cedric Suarez to Fulham. Matt Doherty to Atletico Madrid.
That's a crazy one.
That is a crazy... Marvelous Nakamba to Luton.
What a name, wow. Man. Wait, did that actually happen? I swear to God, for like... 3 months, Marvelous Nakamba was up there with best performing CDMs in the league.
Bro, this guy has 25 lungs.
That's what I'm saying.
He never stops running. I thought Conte had stamina. This guy never gets tired.
For 3 months, man, I would have took him at Arsenal.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
And then a sad one. Mark Albrighton to West Brom, which means there's only two players left from that legendary Leicester team.
I didn't even know that.
Damn.
Vardy and
Amarte.
Daniel Amarte,
streets will never forget. He's still kicking about at Leicester. He's terrible. He's so bad. He's terrible.
And then what? Sambi Lokonga to Crystal Palace.
Yeah. Thank God.
I like that for him.
Thank you. Better start though.
Young team.
Oh my God. Axel Tuanzebe to Stoke.
He ruined his career.
Is he still?
Remember that game against PSG?
Yeah.
I watched that game.
That was.
Is he still a United player? Or is he?
Yeah. It was from
Loans ruined United. His career. He could have actually become something.
He could have.
Man United would have had so many potential star boys.
Oh, 100%, dude. 100%.
And then last but not least, let's talk about the biggest one of them all. Yeah. Smashing the Premier League transfer record. Enzo Fernandez from Benfica to Chelsea for £106.5 million, which is insane. Thing is like, I don't really know where I stand with it because it pisses me off because, let's be honest, no player is worth, like, there are some. It's definitely not Enzo Fernandez that's worth that much. It's just because Chelsea are just, they don't have patience to, like, what's the word? Negotiate with the other team, and they pay the release clause.
I mean, in this one, I kind of see where they come from. I see why they pulled the trigger. Because think about it. They went in initially, and they didn't want to play the release clause. And Benfica said no. They didn't get another midfielder in the window. Or, no, they didn't. Except, no. Yeah,
they definitely did.
No, they didn't.
Noni Madueke?
Like, no, but he's a winger.
He's a winger?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's
a winger. Okay.
But think about this. Are they not... Is Benfica not going to sell him eventually? Or they were going to sell him eventually.
Yeah.
In the summer, who are they competing with? It's not just Chelsea in the race now. Liverpool, United... Bayern, whoever the hell wants.
That's why I was saying that this is a bad move for Enzo Fernandez.
Oh.
Because.
Good move for Chelsea.
Because what? Because he's having a great season at Benfica this year. Yeah. And I'm not mad that he's leaving at all. Until just a couple weeks ago, Benfica were undefeated in the Portuguese league. And they're doing great in the Champions League as well. Enzo's having an amazing season. I don't think he should rush this big move over to the Premier League. 6 months ago, he was playing in Argentina for River Plate. Like, you know, this might be just a little bit too early for him. And if he just waited another 6 months, instead of going to a Chelsea, whose project we're not so sure about right now, he could have gone to something a lot more assuring. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I just think you make a lot of sense with your point. I just think it's such good business by Chelsea getting it done now.
That, and it's great for Chelsea. And it's good for Benfica as well.
And like,
until 2031, by the way.
I know, man. That's
also why. And in 2 to 3 years, if Enzo hates the situation in Chelsea, guess what, buddy? You're stuck there.
Well, yeah.
Pretty much. Unless he kicks up a fight and like all that. Yeah. But like.
You're not getting $120 million unless he becomes the next Luka Modric at the age of 24.
Yeah. And the hope is that he plays into like his prime where he's not even going to be worth that, even if he's the same player.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Chelsea, they just went ham in the window.
I think he's going to be a flop, but I like to be...
No.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I'm getting the same vibes I was getting when Anthony got signed to United.
No.
I'm sorry. Like, hold on. Hear me out real quickly. You need... Okay. How do I say this? I think he'll be a flop because you look at the price tag and you look at the output. I think the output from him will be decent. But for the amount of money they paid for him, he needs to be putting out numbers that
Conte
are
levels.
Off the chart. Exactly. And if he's not doing that, that's, you know, maybe he's playing like a 40, 50 million pound player, but he needs to be putting out numbers that are, you know, I just don't think it will happen.
That's going
to
be the first half of a TikTok edit one day. And then they'll play all his good clips. And it'll be that Conor McGregor clip. Shut your mouth!
And then it'll be like, it'll be a... like the guy about Erling Haaland. He doesn't think that.
Yeah, exactly.
My, oh, poor Rory.
My thing is that it's so much easier for like a midfielder or a defender. Maybe not a goalkeeper and an attacker. So much pressure when you get a new transfer. A midfielder and a defender, when they go to a new club, you just got to do your job well. You don't need to think about scoring. You don't need to think about getting assists. As a central midfielder playing in an eight, he'll probably play an eight. Like, they play a weird system, whatever. It's not. But he doesn't need to worry about that, like, you know, going around a player, beating his man, or scoring 20 goals. Just play your game. Yeah. Just win the ball. Move the play forward. I think that's what they needed, and he's so young, and he's shown he can do it on the highest stage of the World Cup. I don't see how this can go wrong. I really don't.
Absolutely.
You guys think he's better than Caicedo? Because
yes.
Yeah, probably. Yes.
Really? Yeah, yeah.
Without a doubt in my mind.
Caicedo's a CDM. He's a CM.
Yeah, but yeah.
Okay.
Is Caicedo running that Argentina
so midfield? I just don't understand how in one World Cup and one beginning of season. His price was automatically judged to be 120 million.
That's right.
That is crazy.
Same with Mudryk, though. 70 million. Even we were going to pay that. Arsenal's going to pay that. 70 million
for the market is so inflated.
It's terrible. It is crazy. It's not even English tax anymore. It's just, it's young player tax. That's what it is.
Well, it's, yeah.
It's just Premier League tax.
So
annoying.
I hate it. Great. Yeah. So that will just about wrap it up for.
And do we all understand FFP in this situation?
Like, sort of. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, explain. Go for it.
So. I think
FFP meaning financial fair play.
Yeah, so I mean, one, FFP is just in the mud. Let's just get that out the way. And then two, I think, I do not take my word for this, but I think when Roman Abramovich sold the club, he like took on some debt that was on the hands of the club, and now he paid that off, and now that means Chelsea can spend a lot more in the window. They're also signing players on these ridiculously long deals. Enzo Fernandez on an 8.5-year contract. They're paying Benfica the 100 mil fee in like 5 or 6 installments. Even Malo Gusto is on 7.5 years. And basically every player they've signed over the last two windows has been that kind of signing.
No, you're right. And like, that's how they're getting around
so
it.
So yeah. Year on year, they're spending a normal amount compared to everyone else. It's just that the more kind of these signings they do, like really quick, it's going to get bad for them. So it's gonna be an interesting situation to watch with Chelsea over the next few windows. But good business for them now.
Yeah. Good point.
Yep. We good?
Yep.
Yeah. Thumbs up. So. All right. Moving on. That'll just about wrap it up for our transfer window section. Moving on quickly. I mentioned this in the intro. Sheffield United played against Wrexham. Another episode we will talk more about it, but Wrexham in the FA Cup played against Sheffield. They drew 3-3. They now have a replay with them coming up this weekend or next weekend.
Yep.
Money talks in football.
Money does just, talk.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad thing. I think Mark Goldbridge said, he tweeted out, he's like, I don't see the hype and the Cinderella story from Wrexham because they just paid money for it. Like, it's just money, right? Like, it's just Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds.
Rob McElhenney.
Giving money. Wrexham, making good signings. They're playing good.
It was against a championship team, though. And they're,
it is so crazy.
But the money does talk, but it's also like, it's not like. It's
still amazing.
It's not like he's paying a stupid amount of money. For a player, he's paying a decent price. However,
no, I know, but he came in. Wrexham was like, they were struggling. Like, they were like about to. I don't know if it was bankruptcy. I don't think it was bankruptcy, but the club was pretty much rotten. And he came in. He saw the vision, and
yeah. But this is another story going on that's attracting so many fans, especially fans from the U.S. and North America, which is just great. And it's so entertaining to see how this unfolds. And, you know, pretty much everybody's rooting for this team and getting behind it. But I just wanted to quickly mention it because it was so exciting. I watched some highlights of it. It was just amazing. And we could talk about, you know, controversy and whatnot and what's to be judged and whatnot, whatever. But yeah, we'll talk about that for another pod. Quickly, in quick Canada news, Kyle Larin scored a last-minute winner against...
Valencia.
Thank you.
Yeah.
With his team.
Was it a winner or was it already 1-0?
No, 0-0. 0-0. Okay. Won in the last second. Yeah. Great goal.
We got to shout out it the Canada goal. Boys.
If you're listening to this part in the pod, you may be wondering what the intro to the podcast was. It may or may not be the commentary in Spanish of Kyle Larin scoring that goal for our intro. But we'll see.
And just to add something else, today, as I said, Bayern Munich played Mainz. And Alphonso Davies came on at the 71st minute and scored a goal in the 83rd.
Nice.
And Jonathan David is still second in the league in goal scoring. He has 12 still. I just wanted to put that out there.
He's so consistent.
He has 12 still.
It's three years in a row now. I think he's up there. He's so consistent.
I love him.
Yep.
Him. As of today, it's he's actually third, but we'll get on to that later.
Yeah.
Yes, no. Indeed. Florian Balagon. My
friend
scored a hat trick today.
Is it Florian or Florian?
It's not
Florian.
No, it's Falerin.
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 Great. You guys want to move on?
He's British, lad.
Falerin.
You know that he could represent England, US, and Canada?
That's crazy.
You see?
Shout out Will Still. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, let's go.
He's tough. I told you, brother. I told you. Okay.
Okay, can we go on to the part I'm excited about?
Let's just do it. Half-season awards.
It's flashing again. Oh, no,
since we are just done with the January transfer market, we also, pretty much every single team has played 19 games, meaning it is halfway through the season of the Premier League.
And every league,
you're right. Thank you. I was going to mention that. So we are going to do a special, fun half-season awards. How it's going to work, we have a list that we will talk. We'll read out as we go along. We will each give our player that we choose, and if we want, we can, as Ian Wright so-call says, give flowers to somebody else, which is pretty much a special mention to Very somebody good. Else. I personally do not have anything written down. This is sort of off the cuff, so forgive me. But others may do.
Yeah.
Should we just get started with the first one?
Okay, if the first one isn't one player, if we don't all have the same player and at also, the top,
yep.
Yeah, this
we can
get
flowers too, I know.
No, sorry. I just want to say this can be, as Julian already said, this can be anywhere from Europe. Most of our answers probably will be Prem.
Okay, so yep, on ahead, three, let's all say who the best signing of the season is, okay?
Wait, right. Best signing or best player?
What, best player.
Best player. Best player.
No, is it?
No.
Oh, best player.
Okay.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, Holland.
Holland didn't play in the World Cup, did he?
We're going down the rabbit hole, ladies and gentlemen.
Did he? Just remind me. Did he? He didn't carry his team to a World Cup final. He didn't score a hat trick in the World Cup final. No? He's just getting on the end of De Bruyne across.
You know what?
He's playing good. Yes, of course he's playing good.
Blake.
Hold it in.
He's got a point.
I do have a point, man.
Okay, that's his opinion, though.
But if I'm including that,
this is why we didn't do Europe. I told you we need to do just Prem.
No, this is better.
I know it is. You're right. I'm sorry. It's
He has a point. You have a point.
Would you not put Messi over Mbappe?
Ooh. The thing with Messi.
You French bias MF-er.
Okay, I'm gonna say yeah. Obviously, I'm gonna be French bias. Just Mbappe. And Messi, you can interchange them, okay?
Okay.
If you want, whatever. Okay. I just think Mbappe did more for France than Messi did for Argentina this World Cup.
Okay. I'm going to throw out Odegaard. No.
Get out of here.
What?
Next topic.
Name me a number 8. Name me a number 8 that's played better than him this season.
Just move on.
No. Answer my question.
No, we're not talking about number 8. We're talking about...
Damn,
we're talking about
players.
Best. Are you insane?
I'm trolling.
We're talking about the best players of the season. Okay. I'm going to give my flowers to Odegaard.
I'll give my flowers. I'll give like a dandelion to Odegaard. All
right? No, but you're laughing at me. No. This is real. This is real topic right now. Y'all are laughing at me. Name me one number 8 better than him in the whole.
You're right. No, I'm not saying you're wrong.
He's had a
you're telling me he's better than Mbappe.
He's
Mbappe.
Had,
you're
had
me
an
better
amazing
than Messi.
Season.
You're telling me he's better than Haaland right now? So don't say he's the best player.
I'm giving flowers.
Oh.
We're flower giving,
yeah,
man.
Flower giving.
We're at a funeral. We're putting the flowers down.
Okay. My flowers go to Messi.
Shout out to Odegaard for real. That was too disrespectful.
Anyways, moving on.
Yep.
Best goal.
Ooh,
should we
like
go
this.
Around in a circle?
Let's do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We might have similar ones. I don't want to start. Someone else start.
Okay, I did it on the ones that I watched, okay? It's not the best goal. It can't be the best goal, okay? I put Nyonto versus Cardiff City.
Interesting.
Oh, good shout.
A recent one. A recent one.
Very love that shout.
And it could be influenced by recency,
but no, it's okay. It's a really, it's an amazing goal.
It's an interesting one. This is one that I know we all watch because we were blowing up the group chat when this one
hit. Because I put it too.
Go for it.
Holland versus Dortmund.
Oh, I did not put that one.
Mm-hmm.
The little...
The João Cancelo Travella assist, and then the karate kick.
That's good.
The last finish to win the game.
He's not dead. He's
dead.
Okay. That's a good shout.
I think for me, as my, with my Arsenal bias, for the impact it had, and also just pure amazing goal, Thomas Partey in the North London Derby.
It was a very
first
good
one.
Yo, if that second one went in, immediately I'm putting
it. Oh,
okay,
course,
yeah,
course.
That
oh, yeah.
would have been fucking insane.
So... How would you all feel if I said I put a Tottenham player?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I put Richarlison's goal
in
the World Cup.
Oh, that's
yeah.
a good
the
shout.
Scissor bicycle.
I was
goal.
However,
yeah.
I have that here too.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. However, I do want to just point out I like that shout, but well, you know what, it doesn't matter. I didn't want to count the World Cup as part of the season, but you can if you want.
Oh, of course.
Okay, and who are you giving your flowers to?
I'll start. Did you all see everyone saying this is going to be the Puskás? Y'all see Demi Payet's goal against
I think that
was
in
that
April
last season?
Last season though.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was.
Oh,
was
or else I would have put that in.
Because that was like the one. Because I couldn't. I was trying to think of like other ones. I was like the one goal.
That would have been my one though. Even
okay,
if
fair. It was a lot. I thought it was the beginning of this one, but it was April.
Yeah, it was April.
Understood. Okay.
I put.
I like to give flowers to probably just because it's like off of memory right now. Is what's his name? Michael Olise's free kick.
Okay.
Fuck you.
I don't know.
It's just off memory.
If we're talking free kicks. I think there's a better one, and that's my flowers. I put Chavez versus Saudi Arabia.
Yep,
that was
one.
A sexy free kick.
Who?
Chavez.
The Mexican mad lad.
Yeah, I was thinking as well. This is definitely biased. Rashford versus Arsenal.
It's such a mid goal, bro.
It's just so. It's
what?
Such a mid goal.
No, it's not a mid goal.
No,
it's
not
a
mid
goal.
Such
a
mid
goal.
It's but
not,
it's biased.
That's
why I'm just giving flowers to
it's
it.
It's fine.
Okay.
Best game. I think we all can.
I mean,
yeah,
there's got to be one winner.
Okay, should
yeah.
we?
But this is why we got to bring our flowers to other games.
Okay,
yeah,
so
fair,
this
I
very
like
boring.
That.
Let's just
World
count
Cup.
Us down. Yeah, okay.
World Cup
final.
Final.
Yeah, World Cup
final. Of course, even for you, Antoine.
Mm-hmm. Even for
that
me.
Was
even
peak of my life right that,
that
game.
Amazing. Giving flowers to anybody?
Can I throw in a... It is an Arsenal game.
Hmm.
It's not the United one. Because remember when
is
you...
Liverpool?
It is the Liverpool one.
Yeah,
because
I was
going to
say that.
You told me the other time what other team brought the fight to Arsenal like United did. Liverpool did.
Mm.
And do you want to know why the Liverpool game was so special for Arsenal fans? Because that was the game that we faced, like, the big six team. That wasn't Tottenham, but whatever. We faced the big six team, and we won.
Yeah.
We beat Liverpool. And they were still, like, maybe not that bad at that point. You know what I'm saying? That, at that moment, that was when, like, the mindset went from, okay, let's calm down. We're not going to win, to, like...
Has it gone worse over time now that Liverpool are ass?
No, because, you know how good I felt? And Saka, the storyline, Saka scoring the pen, amazing. Okay, I'll shut up.
Yeah. I have here for best game, I have Portugal versus Switzerland here, whatever, of course I do. I also have Canada versus Belgium.
Aww.
Of course I have Canada
That's
versus
so
Belgium. Because even though we lost...
I'm not going to lie.
Just like the vibe of that game
that
was
game
unreal.
Was
we, like, me and you came out of that game like a different level of friendship, man.
Better people.
Like better people.
I came out a man after that game.
Oh, 100%, bro. 100%.
No, that was pretty... That was quite the insane mm-hmm. game. That was
we were watching
emotional.
With Sony Plastics. Like, it was great.
Oh, yeah, we've been over this already. That and also, I think just talking, wearing the shirt I am today, I feel like Cameroon playing Brazil, like pretty darn boring game. But like, I started watching. I was like watching the whole game, and like I saw that Cameroon were putting shots on goal, and no one else had against Brazil. And then finally, in the last minute, Aboubakar just. You know, he slots it.
I'm going to give my... I didn't want to give two World Cup games, but I couldn't think of other games other than the World Cup. So I'm going to give my other the flowers to Netherlands, Argentina, because what a game.
Oh, good goal. Oh, bro, Boot. We all, hold on.
We all had an exam during that.
We all had an exam during that.
Yeah, we didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it.
moving on to worst signing.
Oh, we're doing worst signing first?
Best signing.
We skipped it.
Okay, Haaland, anyway.
Haaland, everyone has Haaland, okay?
Yes, okay.
I have a differential second one.
Giving flowers?
I got some very, very interesting ones for this.
I do have an interesting one for this.
I have an interesting one, too.
You're going to want to hate me.
Wait, for what? Worst signing or best signing?
No, best
signing.
Okay, nah, I want to hear Julian. Let's go.
A few, okay.
Wait. Just to let everyone know, everyone agrees on Haaland best.
Of course.
Yes. Of course. Yes. Of course.
We're not Mark Goldbridge.
We're giving out flowers.
Yeah.
All right. I have here, I have Enzo Fernandez of Benfica.
Okay.
When did he move?
This summer.
This past summer. Okay. And they made a 100 million profit on him.
Just confirm.
I mean, it's a bit far. 6 months. Okay, sure. Yeah, it's fine.
I have Casemiro.
Yeah.
Not that crazy? That's true. Of course.
That's fine.
I have,
Say it.
I have two here that you're going to be like. Uh-oh. I have Erik ten Hag.
Buddy, come on now.
Say another United.
Bro, he has revolutionized.
Okay. Say another United player.
Man United.
Say another United player. I dare you. Say another freaking United player.
It's not a United player.
Who is it?
Ronaldo to Al Nassr.
Oh my God.
Listen.
Put this on the TikTok.
Listen.
This is blasphemy.
Listen. Not because of the player, because he's ass now. But.
Did a Portuguese. Just say that Ronaldo is
listen,
clip it.
Go ahead.
We might be seeing the World Cup in Saudi Arabia solely because of this transfer, and for us, that may suck because I don't really want a World Cup in Saudi Arabia. I'm gonna be honest, guys.
It's gonna be another 5 a.m.
But not just for Al Nassr, not just for the Saudi Arabian League, but for Saudi Arabia as a country. Signing Cristiano Ronaldo, bringing them over to their country, is a fantastic move, no matter the money that they're spending.
That's why
I have it.
Julian, I have to say.
Because it's a great signing. The farther you look outside of football, the smarter a move it is for them. Even though I wish he didn't go.
No, honestly, Julian, I have to say, every time that you say something questionable, you always back it up with something that makes
Thank
sense.
You.
Very, very Thank well you. Said. Right.
Thank you.
And then, do you guys want to give your flowers before I give mine? Mine's a little bit controversial. Sure. I know what you're going
to
say.
Who are you giving it to?
Okay, obviously,
I know.
I gave Zinny one. I have to give Zinny one.
I'm going to give Zinchenko mine. Yeah, so you can have my dandelions.
And I put Botman and Pope together.
Who?
As a signing. Okay. Botman and Pope as like a duel as top 10. I also put Kvara. Okay. I think that was a...
Oh, yeah,
I think that's like one of the... 100%. I think that's one of the like most underrated... Not underrated, but it's like a Serie A. Napoli are still... And he's cooled off a little bit. Napoli are still top of the league, man. Like,
yep.
I think that was one. And then I put Mitoma. I know technically... He's not, because he transferred last year, went out on loan, and now he's back. So it's technically not like a signing, but it feels like a new signing.
I feel you.
Yeah, so those were mine. Yeah.
Okay. And for my flowers, I put Ademola Lookman from Leipzig to Atalanta.
Okay.
I like this guy.
Second top goal scorer in Serie A, and every single game he shows up. Every single
Good
game.
Show.
Yep.
Good show.
Thank
Great
you.
Show.
Moving Antoine has ball on knowledge. To the worst signing. I have one in mind.
Like, let's say both of ours on three.
Wait, hold on. Look at me. Do we have the same one as well?
I think we should.
Okay.
One, two, three. Anthony!
Too easy, man. It's like, it's fun.
He's in a Pepe situation.
Why is he in a Pepe situation?
Well, he's not playing that bad. He's worse than Pepe.
Pepe didn't play that bad either.
Pepe played better than Anthony, buddy. Look at the output numbers.
No, dude. No. Look at the output numbers. Shut your ass up.
We're pulling it up.
Can I actually give you an actual bad signing now?
Yeah.
Rafinha from Leeds to Barcelona for 60 million euros is a woeful piece of business.
I agree.
Especially
for Barcelona. That's my flowers, by the way.
I have another one. I would like to call out, I know he scored 2 goals in World Cup, but Mr. Pigeon himself,
Richarlison. Tottenham.
0 goals, 0 assists.
Yeah, that's slightly the manager's fault, though. I hate to say.
I don't give a shit.
I have one, too.
Fuck Conte.
Which isn't even personal, because I love the guy. But Aubameyang.
Yeah.
Has to be one of the, like...
terrible.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't look at me like that.
No, that's a bad signing.
It didn't cost them...
How are you an out-and-out striker, and you're not even starting over a CAM at striker?
That's what I'm saying. Like, come on, man. Yeah. He has brother, to be doing.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come
on, so that was my flowers. I also put, Nunez on here, not as a bad signing, but as people need to just get off his back. Dick. Yeah, a little bit because he's got it in him. I see it.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah, is that good?
Can we move on? I got two more.
Okay. Oh, two more? Go for it.
I got Paul Pogba to Juventus.
You know he was like supposed to start.
But we don't know if it's a bad signing because he's just injured.
He's been hurt.
He's on 200K a week.
That is true. Okay, business wise, it's awful.
The thing is, if this was some freak injury, he had no history of it, fine.
It's the same one.
He is so injury prone, and they still sign him on 200K a week just to get the Pog back part two. And now. And now this is exactly what we thought was going to happen. And it's part of the reason why Juventus got a 15-point deduction and now it's at mid-table in Serie A.
Yeah,
well. I also put Jed Spence because we don't got to explain that one.
Yeah.
Jed Spence is a... I don't know what they fucking did there.
Yeah. Spurs will Spurs.
Yeah. Biggest surprise player.
I have a good one. Actually, I do have good ones too.
Yeah. Okay.
Who wants to start on this one?
I have one expected one and one.
I have a couple. One. I have a couple. Okay.
Go ahead. Let's say our main one. Okay.
All right. Mine was Mitoma.
Me too. Mitoma was my my.
Of course it was.
I went for Vara.
I did too as well.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Varaskelia.
Varaskelia.
Of course.
I'm gonna stick with that Mitoma one.
I also
but
put.
I didn't think too deeply.
I put Benny Blanc. Benny Blanco. Surprising player. No one thought he'd be this good. And then, do you want to know who I put? Niklas Füllkrug.
Okay, yeah. I can
back
that.
Top scorer in Bundesliga with 13 goals, I believe, and scored for Germany in the World Cup.
Love yes, that. I mean, I did not know who he was when he was on the pitch for Germany. I'm not going to lie. I also put... I gave some serious love to you Arsenal boys here. I put Granit Xhaka, even though he was pretty good at the end of
redemption
last season,
tour
too.
For him,
but it has been a redemption tour for him, sure. And not many people expect it. It's been an even bigger redemption tour for Eddie Nketiah. Because I had no faith in him.
It's not really redemption, but it's more proving
it's
his worth that, like...
Because
he didn't have a down
worth.
Year.
He didn't have a down year. It's just, there are a lot of doubts around him.
No, good job.
I also put Gonzalo Ramos, surprising us on and off the pitch.
That's crazy.
well,
if you don't know...
You don't know.
It's probably good
search
you
search it up, man. Just maybe not. Maybe Ramos video,
don't.
You'll find it.
Maybe don't.
Thank me later, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I could give flowers to more players, but like, I don't know. Like Odegaard, because he...
My second player. Yeah.
Let's do it.
As a Ligue 1 watcher.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I have one.
It is Terem Mofi. He was a Lorient striker.
Who?
Terem Mofi, Lorient striker, absolutely carried Lorient to the top half of the table. He just went on loan to Nice, and I think he's going to propel him up the table.
Why did he go on loan if he's carrying
them? Wild.
Sorry?
Only in Liga would you carry your team.
Why would he go on loan?
I don't know, but he's not in Lorient anymore. He's in Nice, and he's just been absolutely carrying. He has 12 goals in Liga. Granted, it's not hard to score goals in Liga, okay? But no one knew who he was last season, and now he's going crazy. Good for him.
I still don't.
I would like to give some flowers to Sven Botman.
Oh,
I thought you were going to say Balogun.
No.
Well, actually,
that is a good signing, though.
That one as well. Because they have
I think if we did this a few months ago, I would have said Miguel Almiron, too.
Yeah, but he kind of trickled down.
Yeah,
he wasn't signing.
But for the amount of goals,
his players are.
Yeah. But the amount of goals he still has this season, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, maybe biggest surprise, like, it could be wrong for this, but judging off of the last couple of years, Rashford.
United fans want him gone before.
Yeah, like,
I agree. Like he was that's linked fair. With a move to Arsenal, and now
and
he's
PSG,
coming through, dropping
I
eight out
that.
Of tens.
Yeah,
out
we
of tens.
They want him out, not me.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
A lot of them
no,
want
fair,
him
fair,
out.
Fair,
yeah.
Fair.
But I think, should we move on?
Surprise
to
the team.
Surprise team.
The biggest
okay,
surprise
one
team
on my mind that I hope is on a few other people's.
Two in England that I think should be pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah. First
Newcastle
and third or fourth.
Newcastle and Arsenal.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
I went different because for me, of course, they're surprise teams, but I just didn't want to be like you know I didn't want to say the same thing as you guys. So
I have a couple different ones too.
I went
yeah,
for
sure.
Fulham.
Okay.
Obviously, because we all thought they were going to
like
go
that.
Straight back down.
Mm-hmm.
And I also went for Lorient because, you know.
Yeah, I was just going to say that they're second, right?
No, they're not second anymore.
Lens
they're seven.
Is second. That's what I put.
No, Lens?
RC
yeah, Lens.
Yeah, that's what I meant. The team that's second that wears orange.
RC Reading
right?
Lens.
They don't wear orange. They wear yellow and red.
Yellow and red.
Yeah. RC Lens.
RC Lens.
Yeah.
I wrote down Napoli.
Yeah.
Of course, because they're killing it in Serie A.
I was just going to say that as well.
I wrote down Union Berlin because they're
second
in
the
Bundesliga.
Yeah.
What else do I know about them? Not much. They just signed Isco.
No, they didn't. It fell through.
It fell through.
Oh, Jesus.
See that tweet interaction between...
And I also wrote Man United because...
Cardful. Wow. Fine. Keep going.
It's fine.
And I also wrote Man United.
That's fair.
Can we do the clear thing on it as well?
No, it takes like 6 minutes to clear.
No, no, like clear...
No, because then we won't have the footage.
Yeah, it's fine. Right. We're good.
It's fine. We're good. Whatever. With clips.
One day we'll get my game recorded. Most.
That was sexy. Sorry. Whoa. In sync and everything. Whoa.
Okay, wait, what are we moving on to? Most disappointing team?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Chelsea and Liverpool.
And Juve.
And I left. Yeah. I left England and I went to Spain. I say Sevilla.
Same. True. I wrote them.
Until
a couple weeks ago, they were in the relegation zone. Yeah.
Now they're 13th. Sacked one manager. They were on the verge of sacking Sampaoli, their second manager. Like, sacking two managers in a season is crazy to begin with.
Yeah.
And they have the likes of... They have two World Cup winners. They have Acuña and Montiel. They have Lamela, too. They have En-Nesyri. They have Bonu. They have such good players.
That's wow. insane.
That is insane.
I was real Belgium. Because I know.
Well done. We hate Belgium.
Fuck Belgium.
Fuck Belgium.
Yeah. I just had to give them some hate. You know?
I put Juventus, obviously, for the point reduction. But also, they just lost 2-0 to Monza in the league.
Oh, that's going
to
be a nice JFTV Luca video right there.
Yeah.
I love him so much.
So,
bro.
Like, Juve, man, they're...
Allegri.
I think they're... What are they, 13th right now?
Muchacha Allegri.
They're closer to the relegation zone than they are to top four.
That's insane.
Or top
And whatever. Obviously the 15-point deduction is going to help.
Yeah, they're 13th at the moment, 23 points.
Because before that, they were a little unbeaten run where like they were like scraping results.
Yeah, exactly.
It was results.
Yeah.
But I don't know how they haven't fired Allegri. That's kind of insane to me.
Yeah.
At least the board resigned.
Yeah.
That's true. But I do feel like it's because they're criminals and not because they're... kind individuals that just want to pass the club on to good hands.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we move on to most disappointing player? I think this is going to be an easy, quick one.
Wow. Okay.
This season, most disappointing player?
Who? Start.
Yeah. Oh, I thought this was going to be one of those where we all say at the same time because it's super obvious.
There's a lot of players that are disappointing.
I got Ronaldo.
I do have Ronaldo as well.
Oh,
there's
yeah,
a lot. Fair. I was going to say Aubameyang.
It seems like so long ago that we...
Mohamed Chicken Tikka Masala.
I was gonna. Salah was on my list. That's what I was gonna put. Salah was on my list.
Salah was definitely.
No, but I put Ronaldo.
Heung-min Son.
Sonaldo, yeah.
Yeah.
He's been bad.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
Hugo Lloris.
Who else?
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
favorite. Moving on to. Are we done?
Yeah.
Favorite moment.
I'm excited for these ones.
Yeah. Okay, let's take our time with these ones. Okay.
I want to go around the table for this one. I can go a few times.
I have two. All
right. What would you rate? You can go first, Blake.
I'll say one first. So one of my favorite moments again was Davies' goal over Croatia, the first goal that Canada scored at the World Cup. That was like the craziest moment that I've experienced this year. And then my other one was just the win against Liverpool. I already said that one. So
okay. Yeah. My favorite moment this year was Mbappe's second goal against Argentina.
Of course. When that bastard. We all thought he was going to take a touch, but when he struck that thing first
honestly,
time on
that
the
could
volley,
have gone in my best goal.
Oh, absolutely.
That's not easy to do.
No.
Especially when you account for context.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
man. 100%.
Favorite moment? I think for me, probably just the Arsenal season overall. I know that's a bit of a cop-out, but like...
No, that's fair.
It's just, you know, the whole season pretty much, bar the Man United loss, it's mm-hmm. been... absolutely amazing.
I have Man United against City because you know
it's a great moment. Yeah, it was offside, but it's a great moment.
Oh my god. And of course I also wrote I also wrote Kane's penalty against France.
That was
funny. Oh, what a moment. What a moment.
And Mbappe's reaction afterwards?
From low to high.
I know.
Oh, that was my dorm
watch. Okay, moving on. Can we move on?
My favorite moment of them all was the best 3 minutes of football of the year when Germany and Spain were both going to go out in the group stage.
Yeah. That was great.
That's a good show.
Okay, but moving
peak of my life.
We have to transition to funniest moment talking about Kane. Two of them. One, the tweet you said that the people talked about in France about kicking the ball in the air in honor of the Queen. And second, We sent somebody, maybe you sent this into the group chat, of Harry Kane taking penalties with this guy and the guy teaching him how to miss the penalty. So you saw this video where he like scores it and he's like, no, 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 you need to be doing it more like this, and misses, and then Harry Kane misses, and then they just connect it back with
so
that.
So funny.
That's got to be one of my
I also have written down just the England commentator during that France game.
Oh fucking bastard.
Has to be a penalty.
But I think the funniest moment for me is just like the Darwin Nunez memes and the songs and the songs.
Oh, yeah.
And the songs.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
PBOC.
Yeah.
Me?
You can play the clip?
I have two. So one of them is Arteta running after Xhaka at the end of the North London derby.
That's a good one.
That is so funny.
So funny. And then I sort of previewed this beforehand with the boys, but this clip is absolutely iconic. And it feels like, you know what the best part is? It feels like it's not even from this year, but it just is.
But it's a different United when this happened. Oh, play the clip, play the clip. Shout out Goldbridge, bro.
Anyone listening should know this. Hold on.
This could be four. Oh no! Oh no! You're having a laugh! It's 4-0 after 34 minutes!
You can't do this!
4-0 after
34 So,
we've had a lot of funny ass moments, man.
Brentford 4, United 0. Not even a shot at you, just such a funny reaction.
Looking back, it was a fucking hilarious game, bro.
So good.
It's also, so great looking back at it now that we're a good team and we've come over that, all right? And it should be the last time you're embarrassed by Brentford.
Also, Goldbridge's cat meowing when Arsenal beat him in the last minute.
Buzz off, you Arsenal fan.
And then ready for this one? I'm just going to leave it here. Expressions in general. Expressions like full stop.
Anything Jonathan so Morley says.
Oh my god.
Big shout out Jonathan Morley.
Yeah, that's probably going to be the funniest.
And then I also have, hold up, I got two more. Bear with me. I got Moyes Caicedo handing in a transfer request on Instagram.
That's like cringe more than anything.
Yeah, and then I also got the moan prank in the BBC studio.
That was
good. Oh, yeah.
Good. Recency bias on that
standing
one.
Standing up in the, I'm standing crazy. Up in the studio for that
one. Antoine?
I just want to bring it back to Goldbridge. The amount of clips and of funny clips we get when Tottenham, Arsenal, and Liverpool and United lose, it's actually insane. For Tottenham, you have expressions. For Arsenal, you have troops. For United, you have Goldbridge. And then for Liverpool, you have Morley and Anfield and Jeddah. The content we have is amazing.
I know. And Chelsea, you have the,
we're gonna win the league.
We're supposed to be the next Real Madrid.
That's such a good impression.
Honestly, that's a really good impression.
That's a really good impression.
But for my funniest moment, even though I hated it and it hurt me so much, it's hilarious. It's the banter from the Argentina fans. When the Argentina fans threw a Ninja Turtle at Messi on the bus while they were celebrating.
When they jumped on the bus.
He started laughing.
Do you guys remember when Argentina lost to Saudi Arabia? There were commentators going,
where's Messi?
And the guy goes, Where's Messi? And he's checking his pockets.
And then he became a Messi fan.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna. I don't like this moment, but
I didn't like that moment.
Yeah, the Emi Martinez celebration.
That's amazing. We got some great, funny.
I wish I gave this one more
so far,
thought instead of just like for five. I was looking through a group chat to just see what we were laughing at the most. What was happening?
I know, it's funny.
But we've had some great moments so far this season. We hope and expect many more. We are running very low on time, but I would like to.
Let's do it.
Up a few minutes? Okay.
Let's do it.
Do you still have the scores, by the way?
Yeah.
Great. From
when we
this
start
game,
right at 7, we're screwed.
We're going to be fine.
You guys are fine. You guys are going to show up.
It's intramural dodgeball.
Yeah, who cares? Okay.
I care. I want to play.
So,
you're going
to play. We paid
$50
for the thing. No, it's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. So, as always, this is going to become a normal thing with the longer podcasts. What was it going to say? It is a game show. It kind of reviews, the questions review have to do with what happened in soccer this week, football this week. I'm sorry. Some of these questions, you know, bear with me. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Like we've discussed recently, Wrexham have swept the footballing world and also the sports world as Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds bought the team as they sit top of the National League and on their way to play championship team Sheffield United again after a thrilling 3-3 draw at home in Wrexham. They sold out every game this season at their stadium. What is the name of their stadium?
Couldn't tell you.
I just be a little more common knowledge.
Wrexham Stadium.
No.
No idea.
Okay. I know, like, I...
If you don't, it's fine.
I remember. I've seen it before. I don't know.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of questions we're skipping over. It is called the Race Course. It is the third oldest stadium
played ever. Oh, I remember hearing about this. Yeah.
It's fine. I write... There's a documentary where it's, like, drilled into your head. I'm going to skip over this one because you guys know this one answer. Florian Balogun scored a last-minute equalizer against PSG this weekend. A certain combination against PSG. A certain combination of a few PSG players linked up, all starting for the first time since Qatar World Cup. What is this exact link-up I am talking about?
Mbappe, Messi, Neymar?
Correct. It is the first time since Qatar that these three have started together in a game.
Really?
Antoine has 0-1.
Antoine, how the hell do you not
get... It sounded so obvious.
And that's the point. You never know where it's coming from.
Okay.
Another point for now, you've heard all the ridiculous stats about how much Chelsea have spent. However, can you tell me which up-and-coming team...
Fulham.
No. In London that has... Chelsea spent more this transfer window than this team in London has spent ever in their whole entire history of the club.
Brentford.
Yes, Brentford is correct.
God damn it. At least I said a London club, eh?
Yeah, we didn't, because then we just go into this guessing. It's Newcastle. Moving on. Bayern, as usual, are sitting atop of the Bundesliga. However, the teams below them are keeping it very close. The team sitting in second is only 1 point
Union
behind
Berlin.
Them. Correct. It's also due to the league-leading 7 draws. Who is the unlikely team sitting in second? Great job. I know because we went over that. Let's keep it nice.
Intuition.
Unlike Bundesliga, one team is running away with it in Serie A.
Napoli.
Frozen. Beating Roma 2-1 today. How many points Roma 2-1 earlier this week. How many points are they clear of second?
And that was before they won.
As of now?
Yeah, as of now.
6.
No.
5.
No.
13.
Oh, yeah, right.
Good
Boom.
Job. Let's 13 know. Is correct.
Blake.
They're 13 points clear.
What happened? Hey, don't do that.
I'm wearing my Napoli jersey next pod.
We have talked extensively already about this Enzo deal, but who can tell me what year he will need to be renewing his
2031.
Contract? 2031. Yep, correct.
Woo! I mean, he's not lasting that long, to be honest.
Yeah. Earlier this week, on the departure of Jorginho, teammate Marcela Cucurella told the media that
smartest player. He's the smartest player on the team.
Correct. That Jorginho is the what player in Chelsea squad. And in that same video clip...
What did you say his name was? Marcos?
No, Marcela.
His name is Marcela Cucurella?
Maybe, yeah.
Marcelo?
That was Mark. That was just Mark.
No, but it's short.
But, yeah, that makes sense.
In that same clip, however... Cucurella finds out that Jorginho is leaving. It's quite funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's funny. Tough.
Okay.
I sent it to the group chat, you asshole.
Oh, shit.
This question is not... No one's going to get this. You win the game instantly and get all the points if you can tell me which two countries Chelsea have spent more than these two countries' GDP. Just take one guess of a random country and we can move
Georgia.
On.
San Marino.
No. Two countries.
Georgia.
Just take
not
one
two
countries, right?
No, just say a country.
Give me Kosovo.
No, it's Micronesia and Tonga. It's kind of. I know no one was gonna listen. I know nobody was gonna get that, but I think it's an extremely interesting question.
That is funny.
Just today, Flo Balogun took the lead for the last one. Took the lead for the Golden Boot race.
13
in Ligue 1 with a hat trick. He surpassed Neymar and Mbappe. However. Who has the most XG expected goals in Liga?
Mbappe.
Oh my god.
Wrong.
I'm frozen out until you...
Yeah, it's me, right?
Yep. You guys are probably going to be mad at me. When you...
Oh no.
I want to say Neymar.
No.
Balogun.
Correct.
Correct! That was a big hint.
Yeah.
That was a big hint.
Yeah.
Big, should have listened to
big
it.
Big hint.
You're still...
Ladies and gentlemen, we have been recording for quite
Warapod.
A while now. Please don't forget to check out the TikTok and the Instagram and all that shit that Antoine, my good friend over there, is taking care of on social media.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for listening. It has been a pleasure, a joy. Hope you guys have enjoyed. Peace.
We out.
See ya.